Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
From WBUR News, this is All Things Considered. With Michelle Norris and Robert Siegel in Washington, I'm Dolores Handy in Boston. There are new details today about a man arrested in an anti-terrorism raid in Watertown last week. Federal authorities are spelling out at least one link between that man and the suspected Times Square bomber. A lawyer for that man and another Pakistani arrested in this area the same day has said that there is no link whatsoever between either of them and bomb suspect Faisal Shahzad. But a government attorney told something different today to a U.S. Immigration and Customs judge in Boston. WBUR's Fred Tice was there, and he joins us now. Fred, the link revealed today is a phone number?
Yes, that's right, Dolores. According to Richard Neville, who's the deputy chief counsel for Immigration and Customs Enforcement here in Boston, the government lawyer in immigration court today, he says when federal agents went to Watertown last week and arrested Aftab Ali in the room that they thought was his room, that he, according to the agents, he said was his room, they found an envelope. And on the envelope, there was written the word Faisal on it and a phone number with a 203 area code, Connecticut area code, which turned out to be a cell phone number. They also found in that same room a cell phone, and in the directory of the cell phone, they found under the name Faisal that very same phone number. Then the attorney for the government said that the FBI has been able to connect that number to the alleged Times Square bomber, and that apparently was a number that belonged to him.
Of course, this came at a hearing in immigration court here in Boston today. What was Aftab Ali seeking in court today?
He was seeking to be allowed to return home to Pakistan. His lawyer would like the court to let him leave on his own of his own free will. He had a ticket to leave on May 13th through an Emirates flight out of New York to Dubai and then from there to Pakistan. That was the day he was arrested. And according to his lawyer, he was going back to Pakistan so that he could properly apply for a green card. He had married an American citizen, and she had applied for a green card for him, but you have to leave the country in order to do that.
What was the judge's response to that request?
The judge said she would think about it and she would have her decision by next Thursday.
Now, Aftab Ali's attorney and the attorney for the other man arrested last week, Pir Khan, has been telling people all week that there is no connection to the Times Square bomb plot suspect, Faisal Shahzad. What was his response to this revelation today?
Right. The attorney, Mr. Makarios, says that his client has told him emphatically that he's never spoken to Faisal Shahzad, the alleged Times Square bomber, never met him, just has no connection with him whatsoever. And so he's about the cell phone, what he said was, you know, the government has not proved that this is, in fact, his cell phone. Okay, they found the cell phone on the premises. Many people were living in that apartment, in that house in Watertown. And according to Mr. Makarios, who is Mr. Ali's lawyer, the government just hasn't made the case that that is really his client's cell phone or his envelope.
Did the judge give any indication as to when she might rule? How soon?
She did. She said she would rule by next Thursday. Let me just say, though, that there is an indication that perhaps the envelope belonged to Mr. Ali. The government was saying that the ICE agent who arrested him said that he asked him to show him his documents. He took him to his room, gave him an envelope, and in the envelope was Mr. Ali's passport, Mr. Ali's marriage certificate, Mr. Ali's birth certificate, and on that envelope was the written in handwriting was Faisal with that 203 area code cell phone number, which turned out to be the alleged Times Square bomber's number.
Fred Tice, thank you.
You're very welcome, Dolores.
WBUR's Fred Tice. It's 5:40.